This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. 4 out of 10 public health workers in Colorado have left their jobs since the pandemic. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Public health officials and workers have faced political attacks and divisiveness over things like vaccines and masks, not to mention the wear and tear of decision-making and communicating a lot of rapidly changing information. Kathy Bradley, the dean of the Colorado School of Public Health, spoke on Colorado Matters.
We've had a 40% exodus from our public health workforce. Burnout is something I hear often from our community.
Bradley worries the numbers will keep climbing. The School of Public Health aims to develop the next generation of public health workers with around 700 students on 3 Colorado campuses. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado will get some $360 million for health insurance programs. The money comes from the federal government in what's called pass-through funding. Savings made by Colorado through 2 health programs will be returned to the state instead of being kept in Washington. Adam Fox is with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative.
That will be helpful for our state being able to really leverage the programs we've created to start chewing away at those affordability challenges that we know Coloradans face.
The state says it will use the money to make health insurance more accessible and affordable. In Washington, Congress returns from its August recess today. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports there is one big item on the to-do list before the next break.
Congress has 3 weeks to figure out how to fund the government or face a shutdown. Both chambers are expected to pass a stopgap funding bill known as a CR before then, but there hasn't been much progress on a bipartisan path forward. Instead, House Republicans will kick things off with a partisan CR that will not pass the Democratic-controlled Senate or White House. Other items like the annual defense policy bill will likely have to wait until Congress returns after the November elections. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It's 6 minutes after 8, and this is Morning Edition on CPR News.